Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As we start this morning, the skies over Tel Aviv are clear and sunny. Jerusalem is enjoying a mild start to the day. While in Haifa, the temperatures are pleasant, making it a nice morning to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Times of Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu says a long road to peace begins, as former President Trump claims Israel is prohibited from bombing Lebanon. This comes amid a 10-day ceasefire that largely appears to hold. Also, Ynet reports that Israel's special forces landed on a strategic ridge in South Lebanon before the ceasefire. This operation targeted the Kristofeni Ridge, a key location overlooking major routes, also this hour. From the Jerusalem Post, Lebanon's president calls for the ceasefire to become a permanent agreement. He asserts that Lebanon is no longer a playing field for others' wars. Separately, Axios reveals that Trump shocked Netanyahu with a post declaring Lebanon strikes prohibited. The former president's post suggested he was issuing a directive to Israel. And finally, JNS reports that as the ceasefire takes hold, Katz emphasizes Israel's commitment to disarming Hezbollah. The defense minister insists the IDF will maintain control of a security zone inside Lebanon. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT613, an open-source intelligence analyst, wrote just minutes ago about President Trump's claim of ending wars. He stated, "I ended 8 wars, and maybe a little early to say this, but if we add Iran and Lebanon, that will be 10 wars ended." Jessica Costescu, a news observer, posted recently that Qatar has hired 2 crisis management firms based in Washington, D.C., to tackle public misconceptions. From Al Arabiya, we learned that former U.S. Special Envoy David Hale discussed the significance of recent diplomatic talks between Israel and Lebanon amid regional tensions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, the Times of Israel notes that tensions remain despite the ceasefire. Israeli strikes on a motorcycle, reported by Lebanese media, add complexity. Netanyahu's remarks underscore the fragile nature of peace efforts. Civilians remain on edge as negotiations unfold. Turning to the operation on the Kristofeni Ridge, Ynet highlights the strategic importance of this move. The ridge offers tactical oversight of key routes, signaling Israel's ongoing security concerns. This development stresses the sensitive balance of military and diplomatic actions. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on Lebanon's president pushing for a more lasting peace. His statements reflect a desire for independence in decision-making. The region watches closely for signs of sustainable stability. In a related development, Axios sheds light on Trump's unexpected directive about Lebanon. Netanyahu and his administration face new diplomatic challenges. This affects Israel's international relations as allies navigate the situation. Finally, JNS covers Defense Minister Katz's stance on Hezbollah. The emphasis on disarmament highlights Israel's security priorities. This commitment impacts peace talks and regional power dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, according to CTEC, NIACS is cutting 3% of its workforce. This marks the second round of layoffs in 10 months for the fintech company, despite strong revenue growth. Separately, Ynet Business reports American Eagle stock surged 6.5%. The boost follows a new campaign featuring Sydney Sweeney, highlighting the impact of celebrity endorsements. And finally, from Globes, Wizz Air has cancelled its plan to resume flights to Israel. The airline now delays operations until May 4, affecting travel plans and the tourism industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.